This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Picture this. You just poured yourself a big old cup of ice cold Dr. Pepper, 2 squirts of French vanilla coffee, mate. Because it's game day. That's not the end of this.
That's the fastest one ever.
No. It's not the end of this. But that's why you did that. Damn, I should have saved that to the end. But it's not. It's going to be a different. But anyway.
It's going to be a different day?
It's going to be a different day. But literally, it is game day. And you just poured yourself up a Dr. Pepper. It's your pregame dirty soda. Pregame Dr. Pepper with 2 squirts of, with 1 squirt of vanilla syrup and 2 squirts of French vanilla coffee, mate.
Okay.
How much is a squirt?
Quike. Quike.
Hey, man, you sure you don't want like a Gatorade or like Gatorade. A power bar or something?
You must not have heard me. It's game day. We got Boise State today on the blue field. It's away game, but it's close. Kevin, when you Google how far Provo is from
Boise,
Idaho.
Who's this Kevin you're speaking to?
Yeah, who are you?
Kevin is driving the bus.
Kevin, don't Google while you're driving the bus.
No, we haven't driven yet. We're still in the kitchen. In the team kitchen because we're making Dr. Peppers in
5 hours.
5 hours, yeah. So we're not flying. We're driving. It's 6 a.m. I'm drinking this.
Well, that explains the creamer, I guess. Yeah. It's kind of like.
Because we're not allowed to drink caffeine because we're Mormon.
We're Mormon.
That's not the end, though. Next thing you know,
I think Heavenly Father would understand if you had a protein bar on game day.
All right, I'll eat 1 protein bar.
Okay,
but you got to eat it through a sheet.
Yeah, I got to eat it through a sheet.
Hey, you can't. And I'm sorry, you can't eat it in the same room where you wash a cup. Yeah, it's a very specific law.
Here's what I need you to do. I'm gonna put the protein bar in my mouth. And then you jump on my bed until it goes down by itself.
You can't chew it, but if we jump on the bed. Okay, let's do it. Boing, 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 boing,
boing, boing, boing. I feel satiated. I feel satiated. Then you get a text message. I need you here right now. Fellas, I'll meet you at the game. I got to go somewhere.
Who's the text from? I just said. All I saw was it was in your phone as really, really young woman.
Yes, it's from a really, really young woman.
Okay, well, that's appropriate. We're really young.
Yes, we're okay. Going to go and pray together.
Oh, great. That's good.
And soak.
Nice.
Just like we just soaked that power bar.
Yeah, we know.
All right, here we go. So you go over to really, really young woman's house.
Hello.
Surprise. Really, really young woman is a very old lady.
Oh, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you too, Midge.
Midge, who's here?
Oh, nobody. Go back to bed.
I never get to leave bed.
How's Grandpa Joe doing? He never gets to leave the bed. And Grandma Josephine?
He's doing just fine. He broke both his ankles. Slipping on ice.
Doesn't sound like he's doing just fine.
That's good for him.
Yeah, things are going pretty good for old Joe.
Hey, Grandpa Joe. Grandma Josephine.
So, you're here?
Yes, I'm here. But I got a game today. I can't lose all my fluids.
You know, who was it? Was it Muhammad Ali? Used to not fuck.
Muhammad Ali?
Before a fight.
We're not allowed to talk about Muhammad Ali in my religion.
Right, fine. So anyway, do you want me to edge you before your game?
That'd be great. That'd be great. That'll get me right on the brink. You see, there's some NFL scouts coming. I think the Robert Saleh from the New York Jets is coming.
Whoa.
But you won't be coming.
I won't.
I'll sorry. Be right there, when though. Joe sees one lobbed across the plate, he's got to knock it out of the park. You know, Joe. Oh, my ankle.
It's good for you. And Midge edges you into oblivion. You go out and score 4 touchdowns on Boise State. They're not the same Boise State they used to be.
Zach Wilson is playing with something special today. He's got some sort of chip on his shoulder.
There's something, seems to be something odd with his uniform, though. There's a bright blueness coming from the crotch section of the...
Yeah, is this one of these new fan... What is it that made all the shitty baseball uniforms? Fanatics? Fanatics. Is it a Fanatics thing?
I don't Fanatics? Know. Yeah, it looks to be underneath the fabric, a bright blue emanating from the crotch area.
Because you came.
Oh.
That's the episode.
When you're on the Boise State field and you come blue.
Yeah. Nah, it's all that dirty
oh, it's the Pepper dirty soda, yeah.
Dirty soda. Because it's came day.
This should probably be the last episode. It's a full circle from because it's game day to because it's game day. Do you remember NFL Game Day 2002?
Yeah.
That was a great one.
On Dreamcast.
We have a
on
guest.
Creamcast?
On Creamcast, yes.
To just sit here and watch you boys go to work.
We're joined by what I think we can safely now call the Foosballs podcast draft correspondent, James Mastriani.
Wow. The Mel Kiper of Foosballs.
Yeah.
That's right.
He we're watches both, all the tape.
Yeah. We're both deeply Italian human beings.
Is he an Italian person?
I think he is.
He certainly looks like it.
Yeah, I think I remember him saying he was Italian. Because, like, Kiper definitely
doesn't sound
not Italian. Yeah. But I feel like I remember him saying over and over again in like, a podcast or something how Italian he was. Huh. Yeah.
Who is your top 3 Italians? Mine are the coach that used to coach the LA Kings, Barry
Melrose?
Yeah.
That's just a Barry I think of when I think of hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Google Kevin, will you
he's like he's a directions? Pundit now.
No, he's dead now, I think.
Oh, then I'm not thinking of this
different
same.
Guy.
It might be Barry. Well, I might be tripping. Maybe can we put it up on this TV so yep. I can make yeah. sure?
All right, who are the other two while we wait?
Yeah.
Hey, 2 other favorite Italian people.
let me see here.
All right, so just so yeah. you think carefully, because you've used one slot already on a guy who coached hockey who you don't seem to know much about. So let's maybe be a little more judicious.
Dante DiVincenzo.
Okay, the big ragu. That's good. Shout out Josh Lloyd.
Joey Coco Diaz.
Diaz. Of the Palermo Diazes.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not dead.
No, he's not alive. Dead.
Him.
It's definitely him.
Who died recently? Name a person that died.
Barry Melrose. It says he's Canadian American.
Oh, okay.
He's pretty aggressive. Like, we could no still Italian. Be Italian.
There's no Italians in Canada.
No. We bypass Canada.
Can you Google Barry Melrose 1993?
Here's what I love about Barry Melrose.
It'll tell you why I thought he was Italian. Look at his hair.
Oh yeah, he had the mullet.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. He does have.
You think
he's
this got? Is
yeah,
slick
he's got.
Back?
He's got a little bit of the Italian dark hair there.
He might be doing that. He might be like doing like Italian cosplay.
Who am I thinking about that died?
You know those people.
Yeah. Yeah. OJ? Fucking.
Oh.
Appropriation.
I didn't even say my man.
Who?
What's the comedian's name? Whoa. What's in the bowl, bitch? Andrew Dice Clay.
He's not Italian.
No.
No, he's Jewish.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah.
Another.
It's an act.
Appropriator.
Yeah. Another appropriator. It's stolen valor, is what it is.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
stolen valor.
That's why Bradley Cooper had to get back with the Maestro movie. He's like, oh, you're gonna have a Jewish guy play an Italian icon?
Yeah.
I'm gonna flip it.
Well,
on
here we
you.
Go.
I love about Barry Melrose is that he's so like entrenched in his position as like the hockey guy that he doesn't. I heard him last year during the playoffs. He was interviewing Barry Melrose, and they were like, what can fans like what look forward to about this first round of games or whatever? And he was just like, not much, honestly. It's going to be kind of a bad. He was like, kind of a lot of bad matchups in the first round. And like, he doesn't have to, like, he just tells the truth. Like, he
the
doesn't.
Executives
he's not
the
holding
NHL
water. Just, yeah, yeah. He's just like, no, it's a pretty shit slate. A lot of bad players still, but second round might be better. I was like, I love it.
Kevin, will you pull up the NHL playoff tree right now?
Just started, right?
Yeah, playoff bracket or whatever.
Pens Let's are see. Out, so I don't pay attention. Unless the Pens snuck in. Did they sneak in?
Go to all.
Yeah, not images, all.
Yeah, and then let's see what we got here. Stanley Cup play. That first one is fine. Yeah, that's fine, too. All right, what we got? Let's pick some teams here. That's what everybody tunes in for. Here, let's talk about hockey.
It's puck balls week. Yeah. We're making some picks. All right.
I couldn't tell you a single thing about hockey, but I do just want to say this. Italians, the conversation about Italians, it always gets interrupted and turned into hockey for some reason.
In this country, it's
a plight of being Italian. It's something that always happens to us.
Oh my God, here he goes with the bitching about being an Italian.
Oh my God. Yeah, it was crazy how the Godfather 3 was just about the 1991 NHL playoffs.
I don't like none of these teams. I guess the Kings. The Kings are playing Edmonton right now. I didn't even know they was going to make the playoffs. I went to a Kings game this season. All right, so we got the Kings. So I'm rooting for the Kings. And then Nashville Predators used to have a guy named P.K. Subban who was
I remember this. Black. I remember and, that. They played against the Penguins.
All right, three favorite black people. Let's go.
Yeah. Why don't you all name your three favorite black people?
All right, so in the spirit of Andrew Dice Clay, I'm going to start with Rachel Dolezal. Yes, queen.
Yeah. Winnipeg. I had embraced Winnipeg as my favorite team because I bought a shirt of theirs from Ross one time. But I feel like I got to root for the Kings. Kings play tonight, I guess.
And that series hasn't started. So weird. They haven't. Not all the series have started. I like how the NBA did it this year, where it was like four games.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, every series starts. You play one game before it gets a little wacky, where everything is like static.
Yeah.
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 Nice,
it was
nice
fun.
Nice way to start it. But let's talk a little
imagine,
football.
Yeah, but I was just about to say, I mean, not to transition.
Every time somebody starts naming their three favorite black people, football becomes
a cop. Yeah. I was just going to say, could you imagine the bodies of these dudes if they had to play 7-game series in football? Like, how many season-ending injuries they would have?
That would be the least of our fucking worries. Yeah. That would be some jacked menaces.
Yeah.
Just sent out into society.
Holy shit.
No more 30-year-old guys snapping. Yeah. They're snapping at 24 now.
CTE and then just shots of what's that stuff that they all get?
Cortisol.
Cortisol, but isn't it like tramadol or something like that?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like what they give Biden before he has to talk to people. It's like give him a dose.
I wanted to send y'all this TikTok. It was the levels of CTE warriors is what they was calling them. And it was just showing like a bunch of highlights of dudes like Brian Dawkins just diving at people.
Oh man.
Oh, and they're like,
in the head CTE warrior, OJ Simpson.
Oh man. Do you think OJ had CTE? Are they gonna cut up his noodle and see?
No, his family refused.
Nah. Which
I don't think he did though.
He did. You don't think he had CTE?
No.
I think in that era, if you play running back where they would literally lower their head to get yards, you definitely had CTE.
The behavior stuff tracks, like, because apparently just kind of like Antonio Brown, like there was like a people that say they talked to him that there was like a real sudden shift in.
Is that so?
Yeah, like he'd be like a super nice guy, easy to talk to, and then all of a sudden he would stab you.
Yeah.
Well, I should say, for just for the audience who doesn't know me,
listen,
I am not a neurologist, and I do, or a criminal justice professor.
Listen, I've been watching stuff. I have been down a rabbit hole. I do this every year. not every year, but like definitely when the miniseries came out.
Mm-hmm.
Every year on Nicole's birthday.
Ryan Murphy one. There was the Ryan Murphy one. Then there was the 30 for 30, the Made in America.
Oh, my God, that was great.
Yeah, I rewatched it. I rewatched it
There's a knockoff. There's another OJ doc on like Hulu or something right now that I was like very clearly like trying to cash in on the Made in America thing, but I haven't watched that one yet.
Yeah, it's really good.
Made in America was
Do you think
so
Mark
good.
Furman did it?
I don't think Mark Furman did it. Mark Furman did a lot of stuff.
The big one is that I didn't realize.
Dwayne Rivers?
What's that? No, it's his son.
Yeah, so that was the one that I believed for a long time.
But then I just learned some, that was such a huge conspiracy.
I learned some new shit today. Well, okay, so Glenn Rivers.
So we got a scoop.
Yeah.
Wait, Doc Rivers?
No. Yeah, Glenn Doc Rivers.
Is that why he goes by Doc?
That is his name. Kevin, will you Google Glenn Rivers serial killer?
Plus not Doc.
And let me make sure. Okay. Glenn Rogers.
Okay.
Glenn Rogers, not Glenn Rivers. That is Doc Rivers. So this guy.
The Casanova.
Oh, the cross country
killer.
The far right picture looks like that meme of Robert Redford as Jeremiah Johnson. You know, the meme where he's just nodding. He's
So this guy was Nicole's handyman. So he was in her house all the time.
Whoa. And really?
he was a serial killer known for killing blondes in the 80s, in the 70s and 80s. And he confessed to the murder.
To Nicole's?
Yes. And I was like, well, that solves it. He did that shit. His brother also got on what's called. So he called me and was like, yeah, I killed them. And then there was also saying that OJ hired him to kill her. But then today, I watched this shit. Right? You laughing at me.
My mind is blown.
I watched this shit today where this dude says, because remember in the book, the If I Did It book,
yeah,
that nobody can read.
Yeah, what? Yeah, everybody here's read it, right?
Weird that cross country killer guy also ghostwriting books.
Like, apparently there was a coke, like, debt that Faye Resnick and Nicole owed to this guy that OJ could have just paid, but it was like OJ snapped in a way that like. Because he was
still
obsessed.
Look how they did Shohei Ohtani. You can't pay someone else's debt. They're going to fucking crucify you.
Yeah.
OJ didn't want to become another Shohei.
I don't want to do that.
OJ Shohei.
OJ Ohtani. OJ Shohtani.
Shohei Simpson.
He's a four-way player. Shohei Simpson.
Nah, I've been watching this shit. Like, I was like, oh,
sounds
my
unhealthy.
God. So, like, yeah, no, it is. It's perfect. It's terrible. I shouldn't watch it. But, it like, today, I found, like, there was a thing where it was like, there were two killers, but OJ was one of them.
Oh.
So now, I'm like,
but
okay.
Did they suggest who the other one was?
Yes. A mob guy named Charlie. Because in the book, which I still
Oh, he's one of my three favorite Italians.
Yeah. But for real, like, this guy was like a Genovese crime family or something like that. I don't think he's an Italian. I think he's a Jewish guy. Like,
no,
but,
so he's never made.
Yeah, he was never made. But they had that other
but he
family.
He came up under Meyer Lansky in
yeah.
the 20s.
Yeah, they was talking about those guys. I was like, oh, shit, this is crazy. And apparently, like, there was a big debt that OJ, they owe, like, something that OJ could have paid, like, 75 grand for, like, a coke thing with Faye Resnick and
but out of principle
out of principle he said no. But then apparently, like, he was like super obsessed with her, and when this guy was over there and they were like, there's some shit going on over, because apparently while they were on set for Naked Gun, he snapped a bunch of times. He's a super abusive guy, but like
no CTE.
Nah, that was CTE.
All right, you talk me into it.
Yeah. Listen, man, it's an interesting case.
There's a reason it was the trial of the century.
Yeah.
You know what, folks? Give it a Google. Check out this OJ thing. I'm sure not a lot of our listeners know what we're talking about.
By the way, I'm Ryan Meharry.
I'm Greg Gallant.
Yeah. I'm CT. That's it.
CTE is Carl Tart Energy.
I'm CTE.
We already introduced James, but we are trying to make a point to do a little bit of house. This is the Foosballs podcast. Should we be, Kevin, does this feel natural?
You can do whatever you want. We're 18 minutes and 50 seconds in.
Yeah. But Kevin just said we can do whatever we want.
I'm going to eat chocolate for dinner.
Oh. Mark Furman. Think about Mark Furman. I was rewatching the cross examination by the lawyer who was like, "So you never said the N word?" No, not that I recall. You don't you think you ever recall that if you said it? Well, I don't think I have. So in the last 10 years, you never said it. No, So
know that I recall. Yeah.
So you sure? No. And then they played the tape, of course, of him just being like,
when was that? Oh, shit, I gotta be in court in 10 minutes. So that was 10 minutes ago, yeah. Mr.
Court 10 minutes.
He said it when he rose for the judge.
Yeah. He's outside the L.A. County Courthouse being like, oh, what are those, bacon wrap hot dogs? Let me get one of those.
They're like, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and it's a black bailiff?
Yeah.
He says in response. can we get the court stenographer to read back what he said when we swore him in?
What did he say under his breath there?
So funny.
Under his breath is charitable. There was an echo.
Gingivitis. All right, let's talk about the NFL draft.
We eased into it. I mean, OJ was an NFL player.
He
so.
Was. He was drafted.
Was he the first overall pick?
1970.
He must have been. Back then, the Heisman just 70. Got drafted first.
Yeah, because he was like a big college star, too. So it kind of makes sense if he was.
Although the weird one was that Archie Griffin, who was the, until
Ohio
recently,
State,
was
right?
the only guy to ever win two Heisman.
69.
Yeah.
But Archie Griffin 19, didn't 69. Really, I don't think was highly drafted and didn't really, he was fine, but didn't pan out as. And that was always very weird to me.
Who did he play for in the NFL?
I don't even remember.
Archie Griffin?
Yeah.
I grew up in Ohio, and like he's a absolute. But I think partially because he didn't have pro stardom, he was just theirs, you know?
Yeah.
But like everything in Columbus is Archie Griffin.
Yeah, he big Ohio State guy. Oh, he
played
for the
Bengals. Two Heismans.
Oh, yeah.
He played for the Bengals.
The Bengals?
Yeah, he. I think it's supposed to be a nice guy too. There's like he has all these restaurants and everything. I remember that was like where I would always want to go on my birthday, even though I didn't like Ohio State because it was like a sports themed restaurant and everything.
Archie Griffin Steakhouse.
Yeah, yeah.
Played 7 years.
Yeah, so like not terrible, but like that was, I think that was, you know, when you're a kid and you don't understand why a college, like why,
like would how the, did he not become
why
a huge
is this
success?
Really fat white center at North Carolina? Who's dominating everyone, not the number one pick.
Right.
You know what I mean? Slow man who's like just dominating these 6'3" kids from Bethune-Cookman and all these early season UNC games. Like, this has got to be the number one pick.
Yep.
You don't understand scouting, but you know who does understand scouting?
James
Mastriano. Yeah. We tried to segue back to business so many times.
If you'd like to watch the video recording of this episode and check out some bonus shows with the guys, go to patreon.com/theflagrantones.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It is the week of the NFL draft.
Yeah.
NFL draft always falls on my mom's birthday and always reminds me that I don't know what to get her. Hmm. What do you get your mom for her birthday?
You know, my sister and I usually go in on something together because my sister lives closer so she can help orchestrate it.
Yeah.
We've done a few different things, but one that I was not really expecting to be a big hit that my mom loved was an edible arrangement.
Oh yeah,
all the
yeah.
fruit.
Place in flowers.
Yeah. I definitely
flowers.
I'm
flowers or yeah.
I'm gonna send her flowers. That's because I'm also going out of town.
So flowers, a card, gift card to a restaurant she likes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's usually what I do.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Patreon for free.
No, she
should
can't
we draft?
To this.
Should we do a mock draft of the best gifts for your mom's friends? Yeah.
The NFL season cannot come any faster.
So I'm like Kevin Costner in Draft Day, and Chadwick Boseman is edible arrangement. No one saw this being the number one pick. We thought it was going to be the quarterback with a bad attitude.
No one went to his birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
No one went to his birthday
party. I'll be honest. I tried to watch Draft Day because someone told me it was like Moneyball, and it is not.
No.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Draft Day?
I love it. I did that on Blank Check. Talked about it for 3 hours. Mm. Because Griffin was in it. Griffin Newman was in it.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I watched it on a plane once, and I got up to use the bathroom, and as I was walking to the bathroom, I saw at least 8-9 other people watching Draft Day.
It's a great movie.
Great plane movie.
I bet all like dudes in their mid-50s who, you know, are traveling from like Kansas to North Texas.
People don't trust my vision at my work.
Looking at their wives just mad. She got pregnant when he was like a high school junior.
Why can't you be the girl from the credit card commercials? Sorry, Jennifer Garner. I don't know why I'm throwing a stray at Jennifer Garner. I know who she is.
Shout out to Jennifer Garner.
Shout out Jennifer Garner.
Electra.
So, Ryan and James and I did do our yearly mock draft amongst ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was not included in this. Fuck you guys.
We should have included you this year since we were going to talk about it.
Hey, would you guys be interested in doing a Dynasty Fantasy League?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been in any kind of keeper or anything in a while, so I would do that.
I know. So, that's four of us. I know one other guy, Sean, who's a Cowboys fan, would be interested, and he would actually pay attention to it. Because you got to get people that are dedicated.
Yeah.
I got to learn about it a little bit because I know it's like you draft like a ton of players, right?
And you get IDPs too.
Individual defensive players. I love
that.
That sounds fun.
Way up my alley.
So
I'm a sicko. I want to get those solo tackles.
Yeah.
I'm not taking the ball hawking safety that I'll get maybe a pick six every 8 weeks.
No way.
I want the Miko Ryans.
Yeah.
I want that middle linebacker who's getting me 9.5 tackles and one pass defender.
It's all about the middle linebacker.
I'd like to do it. So that's five people right there. If we did a 10-person league, maybe we could get five listeners. Listeners, if you want to be a part of this fantasy.
For the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life. You have to be friends with us. So that means you need to write your opinions on O.J. Simpson. And don't assume that you know what my opinion is on O.J. Simpson, because you don't.
Shoot us an email.
Yeah.
Include your name, your fantasy credentials, your opinion on OJ, your three favorite black people, and your three favorite Italians.
Yeah. I think that's fair. And then
anyone who does that is in, honestly. If you're willing to do that much work.
And you, my opinion, the opinion on OJ, like, I want to clarify this because some people think they know what my opinion is. I've gotten threatening, you know, podcast level threatening DMs when I do OJ on Comedy Bang Bang. So, you know, podcast level.
People are setting their fucking BetterHelp subscriptions on fire.
Yeah. I can't believe this. Fuck. I'm sick of this.
I'm burning my Casper mattress in protest.
I'm throwing my weight bag in the fucking Ohio River. But send me your opinion on OJ. Nobody really knows how I feel.
Unless they listened to 10 minutes ago when you said it.
If you're starting the podcast right now, you don't know how Carl feels about OJ.
Yeah, if you skipped ahead.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Oh, you go ahead.
I was going to say, in our mock, I had the Bears at one. I took Caleb Williams. I think that's what everyone's expecting. I feel like the draft, the first big question is if you're at two, if you're sitting at two and you're the Washington Commanders.
Yeah.
So I'm having a hard time with it.
Are you taking? You saw the stink I put on Commanders. Well, it's not that I like the old name; it's that I hate the new name. Okay, because that is glorifying Joe Biden's dog who keeps biting Secret Service agent
Tommy,
the commander. It would be funny if Joe Biden called his dog Commie.
Come here, Commie.
So Ryan, you had the Commanders. It's my big question is, are you taking Drake May? Are you taking Jaden Daniels?
So, yeah, quick little background on this exercise. So, yeah, we've been doing this for a long time now, like years. But so what it is we split up the teams amongst us. So we each get about like 10, 11 teams.
And so I had the Commanders, the Cardinals, Titans, Jets, Raiders, Seahawks, Steelers, Cowboys, Ravens, Panthers, and Browns. And so we all trade, ideally trying to do like every other pick. But, you know, things get mixed around. We do trades, and the idea is to draft how we would draft for those
teams.
Not
predicting,
this
isn't what
predictive.
We would do.
Yeah.
And let's just get it out of the way. We're so nerdy for this.
Yeah.
But if you're this deep into the podcast, I feel like you're going to let us slide.
Yeah.
But don't like tell anyone that we do this.
Please, God, don't.
Yeah. Yeah. This is kind of a...
I want to find love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a beautiful fiance.
Yeah,
I don't want her
time
to leave
to do this
me.
Because yeah. I was fucking...
Yeah, Carl was blowing backs out while we were...
Backs out.
We were blowing Google Docs out. Yeah, if I'm like in an accident and I'm dying on the pavement, I'm not worried about my porn search history. I'm like, get rid of my Google Docs.
Yeah.
There's some real dorky shit in there. So with the second overall pick, I was the Commanders. I took Drake May, the quarterback from North Carolina.
Yeah. So you guys
both... It's a winning pick if it's for any other franchise. I feel like if Drake May somehow got to the Patriots or got to, you know, the Giants or whoever, going to be a superstar. Washington Commanders, cursed franchise, 100%. He's fucked.
It's going to fail no matter who they take.
No matter who they take, that person is absolutely going to fail.
So you 100% like him more than Daniels?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. Obviously Ryan does. What's the like selling point? I mean, what I
for Drake May or
yeah, tell
anti
me,
Daniels?
Both. Start with Drake. Like who is Drake May? Is he Matt Stafford? Like
I think he's
gets comped to Justin Herbert the most.
And I think he's like Herbert meets like Carson Wentz because he is a little he's a little messy. He's a messy boy. And
how
but
so?
He's hyper YOLO balls and
I thought you meant like Mitch Trubisky tweeting about titties or something. You mean messy on the field.
No, I think he's just got that thing you want, which is like a dude with massive amounts of confidence in his arm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like but he will you know, and I guess the other big thing with him is he, because of his footwork, he ends up overstepping a lot and it hurts his short and intermediate accuracy.
Mm.
So he's got to like, you know, kind of fix his footwork and work on it. But one thing about him that I also think is a selling point is that he did not do the whole like quarterback coach. Like he has, unlike Caleb Williams, whose father has, you know, been training him to be a quarterback forever. Like Drake May has like done every sport, athlete, basketball, you know, all that sort of stuff. So and he's still really young. So I feel like now that he's like fully focused on being a quarterback and a football player, I also feel like dudes that were like point guards and shortstops or pitchers as well as quarterbacks. And look, I can't prove this in any way, but I feel like they are usually better.
Prove it.
You need to prove
it. All right, like, Ben Roethlisberger, point guard, Ohio, like an All-American.
Mm. Point guard?
Yeah.
Big-ass
in high school, yeah. I think Joe Burrow was a point guard. I think Steve Nash was a point guard. He was never a quarterback.
Kyrie Irving Hold is a point on.
Kyrie
guard.
Irving.
Well, Chipper Jones was a quarterback.
He was
what
a
are
quarterback.
We getting
at? I just, you know, Patrick Pitcher Mahomes, shortstop, right?
Florida. Pitcher.
Pitcher. There yeah. you go. Like Russell Wilson, center fielder.
Kyler Murray,
baseball
Call
player.
Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Call of Duty.
Good for hand-eye coordination. I still
no,
like,
but I see, you're saying
you know
it's like
saying?
A TJ Watt thing where like TJ Watt was a late first round pick. He'd only been playing edge rusher for 1 year.
Yeah.
And part of our giddiness when we made that pick was he's only been doing it for a year and he's
right.
already pretty goddamn good at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're saying like, whereas you think Caleb Williams, while being the consensus number one pick, is maybe a little closer to his ceiling at this point than May is. Like May might have more room
100%.
To grow because he's more raw.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
Drake May. That his brother played on the basketball team. at UNC.
Was that Sean May?
Yeah.
Is that Drake May's brother?
Yeah.
Holy God, I didn't know that.
His whole family are athletes. Like his whole brother.
Wait, when I was talking about the fat white center from UNC,
yeah,
I'm basically talking about,
Sean
May is his brother. His dad played there too, I think.
How tall is Drake May?
6'5".
He's big.
Okay, so his brother's a lot taller.
He's a big dude.
6'9".
That's the other thing.
Yes, he's getting into that kind of like weird too tall zone.
Yeah.
Is there a such thing when you play quarterback? Doesn't that help you?
I mean, like Brock Osweiler was like 6'7". Paxton Lynch was 6'6". They get it to be, they start to move a little weird.
And they also, it gives them a more elongated pass.
Canvas, 6'5 seems to be like the it.
6'3 to 6'5 is
what about Glennon? Was Mike Glennon really big?
Super tall.
6'8.
Trevor Lawrence is 6'6. So he's like kind of, he's sort of pushing it a little bit.
Blaine Gabbert, 6'6.
They get that Byron Leftwich throwing motion where they like to throw the ball, they have to just come all the way the back. And by that time, like
a lot of those guys played pitcher. James Winston played pitcher at Florida.
Yeah.
I love Byron Leftwich.
State,
though,
Florida State.
Me too.
Byron Leftwich, so fucking dope.
I hope he gets his head coaching job.
Super underrated.
He was a great coordinator for us. He also played at Marshall, like in the wake of Randy Moss.
Yeah.
So I thought anyone who played for Marshall was really cool.
Yeah.
I remember when he was getting carried down the, on that.
When he broke his leg and still played?
Totally. He's pretty cool.
Pretty sick.
Yeah.
Pretty sick.
So anyways,
randomly discovering we all love Byron Leftwich.
Yeah.
We all got like so sentimental there.
he was like, I loved him coming into that draft. I was so excited. Like I thought he was an exciting player.
I feel like a lot of the Jaguars guys were always kind of likable because the Jaguars were never good enough that you'd have beef with. Like, you know,
right.
You were never like hating the Jaguars, and they were like a cool new team.
Yeah, you liked Keenan McCardell and Fred Taylor.
Jimmy Smith.
My dad, high school, college teammates with my dad.
Jimmy Smith. And then it went like,
it went
Brunel, Leftwich, David Garrard, and they were all pretty fun to watch.
Yeah.
And, like Garrard
ran a lot.
They went
to the AFC Championship game their second season.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
Expansion teams did.
Which I remember, that was pretty crazy, yeah.
Who was their coach?
Jim Coughlin.
Yeah, it was Vinny Del Negro.
Not Vinny Del Negro.
Tom
Jack Del Rio.
But their second year, so it was Dom Capers was the Panthers coach.
Yeah.
Oh. For the Jaguars, it was Kevin, can you look up Jaguars?
Is it not Tom Coughlin?
First coach? Wasn't Tom
one of those
Coughlin.
Guys? We had a really close family friends that.
Oh, it was Tom Coughlin.
That's what I thought.
That had a that knew him somehow and had a picture of him with them in their house, and I always thought that was so cool.
Say that again.
Our like really close friends, like the dad, like knew it was Dom Capers. That was who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
They just had like a picture of him in their living room, like their buddies. I don't know, they went to college together or something, but I was always like so starstruck by anything pro sports related.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Rad. So our third pick.
Go
ahead. What were you?
No, I keep cutting you off. No. We were both going to say the same thing, which I was just going to say, tell me about Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, so the third pick was Jaden Daniels, but this was our first big trade.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
James was representing the Patriots.
As usual.
And James not necessarily the quarterbacks, but the situation that they would be coming into, that felt the Patriots have too many needs, right?
Yeah, man. I just think that I feel like the Patriots roster is so bad. Sorry, Patriots fans, but that's a bad roster.
Yeah, they've had
Who's even there that's
show,
a
so
good
trying
piece?
To be.
There's no foundational player right now.
No way. Yeah, like it's like who could you easily part with?
Certainly not any skill player.
Christian Gonzalez would probably be.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Because he
don't
was having
some good receivers.
Mm-mm. No,
nah,
good receivers in New England is not a thing.
Yeah,
they need. That's what I mean. They need everything.
Because Christian Gonzalez was having a great year, and then he got hurt like halfway through.
Yeah,
the season, right?
I guess Judon.
Yeah, but he's like, what is he like? 31.
Yeah, I mean he's.
He's. They should just trade him.
Is Jeremy Chin still there? / any good?
Jeremy Chin was in Carolina.
Oh, I'm thinking of Patrick Chung.
Oh yeah,
he's long gone.
And Jeremy Chin, not good.
Yeah.
Have you? I don't know if you guys heard, but we couldn't afford the name brand Cheech and Chong when I was a kid, so we had to listen to Chin and Chong. And they didn't smoke weed. They just took a lot of Advil.
Yeah. My family didn't have a lot of money growing up, so
we had to listen to
Chin and Chong.
I had to listen to. They weren't even full movies.
We had
to listen. They were two white guys who just took a lot of Advil and had normal lives.
And the comedy, their routines weren't very good.
No, they weren't.
So the Patriots look to trade back in the first round. They want some picks. And they get a huge offer from the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah.
That I represented. I sent the 13th overall pick, a third round pick, and first round picks in 2025 and 2026.
That is ridiculous.
10 minutes ago, you were like, "Why wasn't I invited?" And I was like, "He'll see. He'll see soon."
Oh, no, no, no. That's not. That's not, you with these fucking chips is killing me. No, this is cool.
Of all the things that happened in our
also,
mock
we could literally do this again. Yeah, I would be so happy to.
I feel like this is the most probable. I think this might happen. This is my Raiders going up.
There's more chatter now that the Raiders don't want to, maybe don't take a quarterback.
Interesting.
They got Aiden McConnell.
They got
Bailey Zappe.
Aiden McConnell's out, huh?
Oh, you're talking about the Raiders. Yeah. No, the Raiders have Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew.
Gardner Minshew. They're not taking quarterback.
Let Minshew play. Come on. Let's play. They're going quarterback.
But the thing with Daniels
they're probably
is...
the least, not the most desperate of, I think, like kind of the quarterback needy teams.
No, I feel like they're not, there's not like pressure to compete right now for them.
I mean, there's no way they're going to win anything, right? Like, yeah.
How did Devontae do that?
I know, that is weird. Davante Adams absolutely should just, he should go play with...
Go beg for a trade.
Yeah, go to the Jets. He should go to the Jets. Play with Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think that their roster situation is as bad, maybe, as you do. Like, I think there's some okay pieces on the offensive line. You've got...
Max Crosby.
You got Crosby. You've got Christian Wilkins now. I think you've got some pretty decent players in the secondary. You've got some young picks coming into the second year. Like, we'll see what happens with Tyree Wilson?
Yeah.
Is that the Texas Tech guy?
And like Michael Mayer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Mayer.
So, he's
probably going to be good.
Who are they replacing Josh Jacobs
I don't
Jacobs
like saying nice
with.
Things about the Raiders.
Jacobs is a Packer now.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs was replaced by...
I think Zamir White.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's in-house. So.
So they got...
That brings me to a quick point I want to say. So we mocked two rounds. We did the first 64 picks of the draft, and we finished it a couple hours ago. I was thrilled. This is a big crusade of mine. We did two rounds and no running backs got picked.
Not a single running back.
Which is a combination of, like, I think the sagging trend of how high running backs get taken, but also kind of a weak class. Like, Blake Corum's like the number third guy on a lot of boards, and I love him, but he doesn't seem like he's big enough to play in the NFL. No.
What about there's a white kid, Shipley?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Is it like New Hampshire or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I love that. Yeah, the white running back is from like a fucking D2 school that has never produced an NFL player.
Yeah. But apparently, he's supposed to be really good. Yeah.
Then our old fullback, Dan Kreider.
Absolutely.
Was he from New Hampshire? I feel like he was from a tiny.
I think he was from like New Hampshire or Delaware or like one of those really white, super white places, Vermont.
Shipley grew up in North Carolina.
But what college did he go to?
Clemson.
Oh, shit. Maybe it's not who I'm thinking of then.
Will Shipley? Am I thinking of the wrong guy?
No, that's right.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, maybe that's quite the opposite.
And he's white?
That's a very big school.
And he's white.
We got a white corner this year.
Shout out Shipley's Donuts in Houston, Texas.
The Jason Seahorn beacon has been lit.
Yeah.
Every 20 years.
Cooper DeJean.
Oh, yeah, white corner. Oh, yeah. Is he going first round? Did anybody pick him? Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
I think
he's going to be really good.
When Carl explained to me, I was thinking about how weird it is that all the like records for like most receiving yards in a game and shit are from the 1950s, how weird that is.
Yeah.
And Carl just goes, white corners. And I was like, my God, he's right. That's like, that makes so much fun.
Just getting like, burned.
You're right.
Yeah, you're like trying to like figure out the Kennedy assassination, and you're looking at all the old photos, and then you start to notice the pattern that it's all white.
It's a Zapruder film of a white guy getting torched.
So then with the fourth pick, we had another trade that I think a lot of people are predicting,
yeah,
in a sense, that the Vikings trade up to number four. James, who did the Vikings select when they went up to number four?
So I'm really proud of this move. And Carl, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this because you don't know. You know, the rumor is the Vikings are going to trade their two first round picks to move up to get a quarterback.
J.J. McCarthy. Yeah.
Now, currently, one of the best wide receivers in the NFL is on that roster, Justin Jefferson. Maybe the best.
Say Addison.
Addison's also dope. I really like Addison. But he's up for a big payday. He wants to be the highest paid player in the NFL. Right?
And he may.
So
he'll probably be the highest paid non QB at least. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
He's only 24.
He's very young. He's amazing. He's amazing.
Probably the best wideout when he's healthy.
But you know who else is amazing? Marvin Harrison
James
Jr.
Oh.
Yes.
So what I did is I drafted at number four, Minnesota Vikings fans, Marvin Harrison Jr. I did not get a quarterback. And that, should I complete the...
So then after that, we've got, I was representing the Cardinals, and I traded back up with the Chargers to number five. So I went from 11, then back up from four to 11, then back up to five, and I took Malik Nabers, the amazing wide receiver from LSU.
Speaking of LSU wide receivers, what James did next.
And then we get to pick six.
So we get to pick six. And I send Justin Jefferson to the wide receiver-less New York Giants for pick number six, and I have the Vikings draft J.J. McCarthy. So I took the Vikings' two first-round picks, moved them into the top five, the top six.
To take Marvin Harrison first.
And J.J. McCarthy. So now they have two guys on a rookie contract. Marvin Harrison probably can't miss, right?
This is a full rebuild for the Vikings. Full rebuild, building around
and
the
now
best wide
the
receiver
Giants,
prospect in a while.
Now the Giants finally have a wide receiver for Daniel Jones before he kind of gets one more shot, I guess.
It is crazy how long it's been since the Giants have had a wideout. It seems like forever. Because every year Sterling Shepard has
put some respect on Sterling Shepard's name.
I love Sterling. But every year he comes out and has those two big games and then gets hurt again.
Yeah.
It's really sad. Like, yeah. But he hasn't.
It's pathetic.
It's like Victor Cruz.
He's a weak man.
He had like 1 week of Kadarius Toney at one point. But it's been since like the Victor Cruz, Mario Manningham, Hakeem Nicks era. Like,
I mean, they had Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
True, of course.
But
he feels like, that feels like him being healthy in New York feels like so long ago.
Yeah.
And what a great situation. They have the cap space for it. Justin Jefferson's in the biggest market in the world for football, at least, I guess.
Cowboys bigger than that.
Well, New York City's bigger.
Oh, yeah. New York City's a bigger market. Yes,
market.
Yes,
yes, yes. Yes. And now the Minnesota Vikings can kind of start over with J.J. McCarthy and Marvin Harrison Jr. and Jordan Addison and that sick offensive line and T.J. Hockenson and that terrible defense. But the rest of it...
They would be giving J.J. every opportunity to succeed.
Yeah.
J.J. busted in that scenario, it's on you, dog.
You got a
good line, good weapons. You're going to be throwing a lot because your defense sucks.
I haven't, because Chiefs don't need a quarterback, so I haven't really been watching a lot of, the quarterback, highlights and stuff.
You think that Mahomes kid is going to
stick? I think he's going to stick around.
Yeah, he's for real.
But I was watching Roman Wilson highlights, the wide receiver from Michigan, and I think J.J. McCarthy's going to be good.
Yeah.
I'm
starting to think so, too.
He's, pretty impressive.
What does Steve Smith say about Roman Wilson?
Steve Smith? I don't know.
Steve Smith Sr. He talks about every wide receiver coming out.
Oh,
he's usually right.
I love Steve Smith.
I do too.
Dude, I love Wilson. I think I might have been saying this on the pod already, or maybe I just said it to you guys, but there's a super cut of every Michigan touchdown from their championship season. And it's crazy. Wilson seems like he had 7 TDs in the first 3 weeks. He went off at the beginning of the year. And he's a great slot guy. I think later in our mock draft, I picked him for someone in maybe the early second round.
Yeah.
Who did I take him for? Someone? Oh, the Bengals, maybe.
Yes, he'll be the Tyler Boyd replacement.
Yeah, I could see him being an early second round pick, mm-hmm. someone who needs a slot guy.
I wonder why people are this is like really specific and nerdy, but we're here. What I wonder why people are putting like guys like Roman Wilson and Ladd McConkey in so hard to the slot position when there are plenty of outside dudes that are that size. Garrett Wilson, Deontay Johnson.
I think old Ladd McConkey is considered to be a guy that can go inside and out. But Roman Wilson, everyone's just like, he's a slot.
Interesting.
When I realized Odell Beckham is like 5'11", that blew my mind.
Yeah.
Very small dude.
Yeah, he's not
like,
that big.
I mean, like DeSean Jackson is a short guy who could play on the outside and take the top
Steve
off
Smith.
Of
Steve Smith was short,
5'9".
You guys 4 foot two.
Steve Smith's This Is SportsCenter commercial. I love the SportsCenter ads to me. Yeah. That was like, I could go off about how like you would never have The Office if it weren't for those commercials.
Yeah.
Like they brought back the mockumentary.
The cinema verite.
I'm erasing Christopher Guest in this scenario. It's all because of, but like.
I mean, you're also erasing Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. But
put him on a cross.
Steve Smith had a great one where it's like Scott Van Pelt at his desk, and like it's look it up, listeners. Steve, and it's just a joke about how fucking fast he is because he's like, "Hey, Steve," and he's like,
"I remember this."
Across the office, he's like, "What's that?" He's like, "Oh, never mind." And he turns around, and turns back, and Steve just standing there.
Yeah,
he's like, "Would you call your speed incendiary?" He's like, "Yeah, I think so." He's like, "Okay, thanks." And then he's like, "Is it EI or IE?" And he's like, already back on the other side. Like, it's burned in my brain. I can't hear Steve Smith without thinking of that. Because other than my favorite This Is SportsCenter commercial was the Y2K test one where everything goes crazy. Do you remember that one? Shit. And like,
you gotta watch that one. Kevin, will you pull that up?
Pull up the sports. There's a great Charlie Steiner moment and a great Mark McGuire moment. Pull up This Is SportsCenter Y2K. Once every 5 years, I will pull up a YouTube video that's just 30 minutes of This Is SportsCenter ads, and it's always a delight. Oh,
I have to put on my...
I would give up my screenwriting career to go just write those ads for a living.
I love that there's a commercial for a commercial. Yeah. We're watching a commercial on YouTube before we watch a commercial.
Yeah, I guess watch a random video and hope the commercial is the one we want. The
software here at SportsCenter is Y2K compliant.
Y2K test in 3, 2, 1.
Oops.
I do remember this.
More from the NBA and an NFL trade right after this.
We definitely have a few bugs to work out, but we'll be ready.
Follow me! Follow me to freedom!
I remember that guy.
Charlie Steiner.
That's a great... I totally remember that.
Is he still on?
I think he passed away.
I think he died,
recently, yeah. Because it was like, I feel like, when it was him and Stuart Scott had both passed away.
Yeah.
Like Stuart Scott Steiner, was like my fucking favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Steiner.
Yeah.
No, that's a different Steiner. I think this is... No, that's him. Yeah.
That's him. Still alive. Still congrats, alive. Dude.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow, we've been killing people all episode.
Yeah.
Well, he's alive for now.
Wait till Glenn Rivers gets his hand on him. The guy on the left seems like a different guy.
That's a different dude. But he does look like the guy right there.
Yeah, that's him.
Type Charlotte Center ESPN. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, that's him.
He's still alive.
Good for him. Still kicking. What were you saying before about Steve Smith?
We can get back into our draft here a little bit. So Neighbors at 5. J.J. McCarthy at 6.
Oh, yeah. So I do just want to say that I'm incredibly proud.
That was your finest moment.
That was my finest moment in this draft. I did that for you Vikings fans.
Now, how logical is that?
Probably not. First of all, I think that it would give the Vikings front office a really bad name amongst players to fuck over Justin Jefferson like that.
Yeah.
Like that.
Do you think he wants to stay, though? Would he feel fucked over being traded to the Giants?
I think they should trade him to the Chargers.
Oh,
they tried.
Yeah,
they tried.
I, as the
Chargers GM, turned it down. It feels crazy.
Which I was
now.
Like, that's nuts because that would be so perfect for Justin Herbert to have Justin Jefferson.
But I don't know if the Chargers could do it cap wise.
That was what I was like, because I don't. That's where I started to be a little out of my depth. I was trying to figure out the cap stuff, and I was like, I think this would ruin us, and we'd end up like
yeah.
the Saints were for a little bit, where they were just so far over cap, and like the Niners are approaching that too.
Yeah,
they got nobody on that team now though.
Who? The Chargers? The Chargers. I know, but it's crazy. Like it's they've got money. They're paying Bosa and Mac yeah. and all yeah. these guys yeah. so much money.
Edgerrin James. Derwin James.
Derwin James. You know, they still gotta give Edgerrin James $1 million every year and Bobby Bonilla. Yeah.
But in terms of logical,
they're sending money to the Ukraine. They're sending money. The money's going everywhere, man.
Go to Ukraine.
I said you. I pronounced it really weird.
Yeah,
I really hit it like YouTube.
Ukraine.
it's my app for construction Ukraine? Workers. Ukraine. Yeah.
that would be a good move for them.
I think it's here's the thing. Well, this is an intellectual exercise. I mean, that's fucking masturbatory to call it that.
This
is there anything
intellectual
like,
exercise.
I think what James did as the Vikings was awesome. I think there's almost no chance of something similar happening in
real
life.
Less than 1%.
Because yeah. GMs don't right. take swings like that. As yeah. you know from movies like Draft Day, they're real people with families. Yeah. And they don't take big swings, true. Unless, except in movies like Moneyball. But like they're not going to take a swing like that, because if JJ like tears his ACL rookie year or throws two picks on week one, then you're fired.
Right.
Like,
rumored wide receivers to get traded this year are Ayuk. Mm-hmm. Just looking more and more likely like that will happen. And now yeah. I just heard that DK Metcalf could be traded.
Really?
He was on the CTE Warriors list.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a modern warrior.
You know who I think Cortland Sutton might also be traded.
That makes a ton of sense.
At some point. As another
if they could
rumor.
Get a second round.
Judy's pick, already gone.
That yeah. would be great. Like, the Broncos are so desperate for a quarterback, and it's going to be tough for them because they don't have a second round pick. So
yeah.
they've got like so little to maneuver.
I don't understand why Terry McLaurin isn't on the block.
Scary Terry. I don't either.
You got a young
I mean,
quarterback
I guess you
coming
want
in
your
now.
Rookie
you want
quarterback
yeah.
to have a weapon, but they seem so far from competing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, who knows? Maybe they could pull a Texans like thing. They've got some. They got a great D line, right? Even with Chase Young gone,
yeah.
they've got like
they still got yeah.
They got like one of the sweats and. Deron Payne and Allen and
yeah.
like and maybe
the,
they
I
could.
Think, I think the Commanders could do a quick turnaround
if their quarterback yeah. hit like Stroud hit.
Yeah,
they could. So maybe I
who
think
are they going to draft? Are they going to take
May? We think
Drake May. Okay,
yeah. That's who I picked. Most people have been saying predicting Jaden Daniels, like he's
yeah.
the betting favorite to go second. But
yeah.
some people are saying
what's
that's
Jaden
like smoke
Daniels'
screen.
Deal. Like is he?
He's good.
He well, we've already talked about he was like the quietest Heisman winner we can remember.
I mean, he literally had the greatest season a quarterback's ever had in college football history.
Was it better
wise.
Than Burrow's year
yeah.
at LSU?
Yeah.
Because Burrow's year was nuts.
Well, but he also ran for an yeah. insane amount of
like
yards.
Like 10 touchdowns or something, like yeah. over 1,100 yards.
The biggest downfall, red flag in Jaden Daniels' games that every time he gets hit, he looks like a cartoon character.
Dude, that's the issue.
Truly, that's like, that's totally
he
the biggest
like
knock
a
on him. Is
or,
the, yeah.
The
looks
issue
like he's
is
die.
Like,
yeah.
is he just small?
Kevin, will you
he's
look
like,
up the Jaden Daniels
like
getting
RG3
hit?
RG3, size-wise, he's super skinny, and when he's under pressure, he just looks to run. And
yeah, he doesn't stay in the pocket well.
Yeah.
And his ceiling is crazy, though.
Oh,
he's really
yeah.
good.
It sounds like his ceiling, like,
look at this.
Yeah, watch how he takes hits.
Dude, it's pretty.
Oh,
get
yeah.
rid of this ad.
Oh, Jesus. He's going to die.
There's so many.
That's, if he goes to New
he's
England.
So thin.
Run out of bounds.
Do you remember when Jadeveon Clowney lit up that Michigan running back and it was like the greatest hit
it's
ever?
It's the greatest. It's one of my favorite plays of all time.
Yeah, it's pretty
I
great.
Was on the wrong side of that and I still was like, oh my God. Yeah, every one of these looks like
yeah,
when Jadeveon
you were the running back.
Yeah, I was the running back.
I mean, like some of these hits, how I can't believe he hasn't already gotten injured.
Okay, so we need to
there's no way, like, in the NFL, that's a broken collarbone week three. You know what I mean?
We got to
like,
get him into, because, yeah, you worry that it's like the RG3 mentality, because RG3
totally.
Was like a great player, but he just didn't do enough at his size to avoid contact, and he was constantly injured. Remember when he went to the Browns in, like, the first week? It was like a meaningless play at the end of the game, and he just needed to walk out of bounds, and instead he leaned back in to hit a guy and got hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so sad, man.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Russell Wilson is so good at avoiding contact.
Lamar's great. Amazing.
Like, yeah. Kaepernick was incredible. I mentioned this all the time. I'll never forget that playoff game where Kaepernick ran like Packers. 3 times for like 80 yards and got out of bounds on all 3 runs clean. Yeah. I was like, that is unreal.
I mean, Anthony Richardson might be the largest body in the NFL at quarterback, and like,
he's not trying to take it.
He took a hit last year and like was out for the season.
Yeah.
That's the issue. But he's a really good quarterback, though. He's fun to watch.
Should we do? So here are like the next 7.
Let's rattle off some picks. Carl, tell us if anything piques your interest.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll tell you when we get to the Saints, too.
So we had the Jets. I represented the Jets, and we traded up to 7 to get Rome Odunze, the wide receiver from Washington. James is the Falcons.
Real fast, I just want to say Rome Odunze is my favorite player in this draft.
Interesting. Yeah, he's over Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels is my favorite player in this draft. Make sure it piques my interest. Don't run through them so fast. Okay, I have to give you my
chime in.
I have a warped perception of Odunze because the most I saw of him was the title game.
Yeah,
and he was a little slow.
And he was kind of banged up. And so he wasn't very impressive.
You got to watch that Oregon game.
Yeah, okay. He's amazing.
When he's on. Yeah, he's like,
He's like Anquan Boldin, right?
Yeah, and he's like a pretty safe prospect. House.
I actually think he's more like Larry Fitzgerald, personally.
Well, I was pretty close.
You were.
All right. James at number 8 as the Falcons took Kerryon Arnold.
Oh,
we've peaked Carl, but not enough to interject.
Not quite. Just a.
We're edging his peak.
The Bears. Greg as the Bears at number 9 took Olu Fashanu.
Sorry, I just realized we did that whole picture this and then didn't talk about Zach Wilson.
We didn't
talk about it for 1 second.
Zach Wilson got traded to the Broncos the weekend I was in Denver. Y'all better start putting some respect on my name.
Whoa! Oh, that's why your shit was on.
You're good luck.
You're
good luck. Carl's good luck. Broncos fans, he got you Zach Wilson.
Reincarnating Zach Wilson. Its career.
The Mormons are going to come down and go to those games.
They're going
to
come down. So
sorry, time's up, Mormons.
Somehow Denver's going to get a lot whiter those weekends.
Denver's a white ass city, man.
The weed dispensaries are going out of business, though.
Not only did I see a baseball game, but I saw a snow baseball game. I watched a baseball game in the snow.
That's rare. That's awesome. Who won? Not the Rockies, I bet.
No, the Mariners kicked that ass in the snow game.
Yeah, the Rockies are dog shit.
Surprisingly enough, like Mariners play in a fucking dome.
They have to. It rains 300 days a year there.
There's no reason that Coors Field should not have a roof.
Yeah. I mean, if it's snowing in April, might as well get a roof on it. At number 10, I as the Titans took Joe Alt.
Oh.
11, the Chargers. Greg, you took Talise Fuaga.
Yeah, that's a really solid right tackle. They've got Slater.
Is he out of UCLA or Utah?
Oregon State.
You might be thinking of the edge rusher, Laita Latu.
That's UCLA. Both are Samoan gentlemen.
And they're saying that the Saints are going to take him.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I didn't let him get past 15 in Armagh because I really wanted it.
There's rumors that our teams, Carl, could be doing a trade.
Yeah.
That the Chiefs would want to trade up with the Saints.
Mm-hmm. Now, to go from 32 to that pick, they'd have to give up a lot.
Probably give up a first round next year.
Just give us Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Like Mahomes.
Like him until he puts on the silver and black, where he belongs, honestly.
Can we get a lot?
Silver and black. Gold. Black and gold.
I was wondering about that. You're a closet Raiders fan.
Kevin, can you hand me a rope? To hang myself with that fucking
Freudian slip.
Yeah.
Which would be interesting. That would be probably for an offensive tackle, I would think.
I would think so.
Why would we do that?
I think it would be a great move.
We need players. I don't see us winning over 7 games next season.
I think to get 2 first round picks next year. To have 2 first round picks next year would be good for you guys so that you can finally we're cleaning house. Let's package these picks and try to get our choice of quarterback.
Let's get let's get Derek Carr a big extension.
But you don't do that if you're bringing, you don't make that trade if you've kind of got potentially a lame duck coach and Dennis Allen.
Yeah.
Who's just, I know your friend. I know you guys are
he's
friends.
My that's my dog. That's my man, 50 grand. But I want him out.
At number 12, Greg is as the Colts took Brock Bowers.
Oh. I traded up.
Yeah.
From 50. So I had the
Who's
Broncos.
Brock Bowers?
He's that shit kicking tight end from Georgia.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And he's supposed to be a good run blocker too, right?
He's like amazing at everything.
Gotta have it, so important.
They love that.
No,
dude,
I'm just
online.
Saying it's like a good bonus.
The other day, see this it's like TikTok Kittle. Age and shit makes me so upset because they show Brock Bowers doing a backflip. Like, and they go, oh my God, Brock Bowers. Is this the best athlete in the draft? It's like, shut the fuck up.
Dude.
Best athlete.
Yeah.
It always reminds me of when the Cleveland Cavaliers drafted Anthony Bennett with the number one overall pick. Probably the biggest draft bust.
Oof. In the last
if you don't,
10 years.
If you're
years.
Not talking in terms of like who he got picked over, because then you talk about like Greg Oden, Sam Bowie over Durant and Michael Jordan. Yeah. But if you're just talking about like the worst career of a number one pick, and he was like, it just had really weird measurables. And there was a great Onion headline about Cleveland Cavaliers draft bodybuilder with first overall pick. And the thing that cracks me up is they keep quoting the GM going like, I mean, just look at this guy. And that's how I feel when it's like, he did a backflip. Like, we got to take him.
Well, do you think Aaron Donald can't do a backflip?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Do you think a fucking fat ass offensive lineman can't do a backflip?
Also, like Demi Adejuyibe does backflips in his comedy show. I'm not taking him in the first round. No offense
to Demi.
He's a friend.
I'm not drafting Demi at all.
Yeah,
maybe after.
Yeah, I'll let him
call join training camp.
Yeah, come to the practice squad, Demi. Demi.
But just to entertain the players.
Yeah.
Pay him to put on a funny show
if they're good.
Just during like those dog days of summer when everyone's dragging. You need to have someone there to pick up spirits.
Out there.
Yeah. It's like Robin Williams with Schindler's List.
Hold up. Wait a second.
You've heard that story.
They brought Robin Williams to the set of Schindler's List?
Because the vibes, you know, it's a little depressing shooting Schindler's List. So Spielberg had Robin Williams like tape something, like video, like a message to the cast and crew. And I guess he was like fucking riffing.
That fucking sucks. If anybody would ever ask me to do that, I'd go, are you fucking kidding me? I'm not doing that
shit. Also, Robin Williams is a famously very depressed guy. I mean,
not back then. Depression wasn't real back then.
Nah. It didn't start till right at the end.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, didn't they have to do something like that for that show Lovecraft Country? Because they were like, you know, in these, they like travel in time and they're in like the Jim Crow South and everything. And it's like Michael K. Williams fell off.
They had Mark Furman come in and do it.
we need to get somebody to pick up spirits.
They cast him to be a guy in Tulsa.
Yeah.
So I had the Broncos at 12 and I had the Colts at 15 and I had them do a swap because I think Bowers makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I still believe in Anthony Richardson.
I do too.
I think he's great.
And I think Bowers is going to be like, he's somebody that can line up all over the place, like inline, slot, H-back. He's going to be able to do like some pretty cool shit.
Yeah. And so I think that's.
He can backflip.
Yeah, he can backflip.
He can backflip
over the offensive, the defensive line, and score a touchdown.
And then just score.
The first good tight end in Indy since Dallas Clark. Apologies to Kobe Fleener.
Yeah.
I don't even know who. But like, and then the Broncos still get a good guy at 15. I can't remember.
They got a lot too.
They got the best pass rusher in the draft. So, like, I think that worked out for them.
Yeah, I'm a big Latu fan. A couple other highlights, just because we're running low on time here. I'll hit our team. So, James was drafting for the Saints, Carl, and you got Troy Fatanu, the tackle and guard from Washington.
Yeah, I've been hearing that's – we're going to take somebody talking. One of the Samoans is coming.
Do they switch them around?
They don't switch them
around. They don't. I mean, getting the new Teron Armstead is what you want, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Only thing is, it came out, I guess, today that one of his knees got red flagged medically. So he might drop.
So maybe he doesn't go at 14.
Yeah.
My The player that I would love for the Chiefs to get went 18 to the Bengals, Amarius Mims, the tackle from Georgia.
Mm. That was my pick. My thinking there, and I've seen this a lot, about how the Bengals do have both tackles kind of set up this year, but one of the – it's both Browns, right? It's like Orlando Trent Brown and Orlando Brown.
Orlando Brown and Jonah Williams?
Jonah Williams gone, I think. And Trent Brown is there for like 1 year. And so the Mims – if he pans out, can play right away, but has like, it's not urgent. Because Mims' right. whole thing is freakish athleticism, but he's a little raw, right? Which I think...
he's played, this is how talented and athletic and huge he is. He is a first round draft pick, and he's played 8 college football games.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's Kyrie amazing. Irving.
Yeah.
You know? Like Kyrie had played like nine games at Duke. All right. Sorry.
As the Steelers traded the 20th overall pick to the 49ers for Brandon Ayuk.
Let's go Steelers.
I would love it.
Yeah, on
That'd
board.
Be exciting. And then the Chiefs, James, one of our rules are is that we can't draft for our team. So I drafted for the Steelers. James drafted for the Chiefs, and he took Ladd McConkey.
Ladd.
The wide receiver from
Georgia. If y'all get fucking Missouri. Ladd McConkey.
Dude, he's gonna
Carl
be so
hates
good.
The Chiefs so much.
Now. I didn't used to.
I know.
Trust me.
Oh, Jeez. Trying the Kansas City barbecue
Lodge,
I am.
Lodge,
if y'all get that, that's going to be such a good fucking fit for y'all.
It's going to be incredible.
We get that, yeah. I would not be mad at it.
Can I tell you there's a secret?
The tackles are gone. I'm big
on the
Chiefs.
Carolina barbecue more.
Yeah.
I like the vinegar.
Andy Reid would just scheme them open and like.
Also, Andy Reid just got a new extension. He is the He's under contract now with the Chiefs until 2029.
Holy
so
shit.
So he's going to be trying to chase that wins record.
Los Feliz is on.
Yep. My guy, real quick, the guy that I would love for the Chiefs to get realistically, Kingsley Suamataya, the offensive tackle from BYU.
Yeah, I drafted him for someone.
Yeah, the Packers stole him.
Mormon gentleman as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
We like that.
Storming Mormons.
Eating protein bars through a sheet.
We did that whole thing about soaking a protein bar and then didn't address.
Never brought up
why
Wilson.
We did it. We need to have Sean. We need to have Sean back on to tell us what we're doing wrong again. Oh.
He'll love this episode.
All right.
James, final thoughts, anything else you want to get off your chest about the draft, big hot takes, sleepers,
guy, Steelers guy, who do you want the most,
realistically speaking? In the first round, I think that I would be happy. I want either Amarius Mims or Graham Barton.
What if Fatanu fell because of this flagged knee?
I mean, I love Fatanu, and if, I don't know, like, I don't know the specifics about the knee. If it's a, like, this guy might not be playing in 3 years type of thing, then definitely not. Yeah. I don't know.
So would you rather have Mims or Barton?
I think I'd rather have Mims.
Yeah.
Overall. But the other thing, though, is, like, Graham Barton is totally plug and play. Like, he'll probably be an all-pro center within like 3 seasons. He's like up there with Creed Humphrey in terms of he's the most athletic, highest athletic testing center ever.
Love it.
Ever.
Let's get him, because I wanted Creed Humphrey so bad when he came out, when they dropped Creed.
I know.
New Creed Humphrey is dropping next week.
New Creed, yeah.
Well, you know Creed Humphrey, do you know about his brothers that are coming up? Nickelback Humphrey, Puddle of Mud Humphrey. Hoobastank
Humphrey.
Yeah, they're great.
How long have you been sitting on that?
Not just thought of it.
Oh, that's good.
Really just thought of it. That's why the genre was a little off with Puddle of Mud. If I had more time, I could have known. You think I was close?
Hey, yeah, thanks.
Absolutely. I think it's close.
Yeah,
it's close.
All right, so send us an email. Kevin, what's the email again?
Foosballspod@gmail.com.
What do you think about OJ? Who are your 3 favorite Italians? Who are your 3 favorite black people? And less important, do you want to be in a fantasy league?
Oh, in your fantasy history.
Yeah, fantasy.
Yeah, your credentials.
And if I'm one of your three favorite black people, you're immediately disqualified because you've only known me for 9 years now.
Yeah.
So,
that means you came in.
Can you be your favorite Italian?
I could be your favorite Italian.
Yeah. That's allowed.
Lifelong favorite black people.
Yeah. Carl can be your least favorite black person. Yeah. Though.
When you go by Playboy Tardi, Tardi is your Italian name. It's got the I.
Yeah, it's got the vowel at the end.
Carl, any guys that you're rooting for the Saints draft?
JJ McCarthy,
yeah,
has been coming up in our news.
Ooh, okay.
That would be also, spicy.
That would be so spicy. I love it.
Like they've been saying it. It's on my explore page. Let me cycle through some.
You guys got to get off of Derek Carr, man.
I wish. I mean,
he might
cycle
be the most
some of this ass to find.
He might be the most boring quarterback I've ever seen.
Do you know how many kids would go hungry if you cut him? I mean, it's not Phil Rivers bad, but doesn't he have a ton of kids?
Yeah, he's got a lot of babies.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
He does like a radio ad in LA for taking paternity leave.
Does he really?
Those are the ads that he gets. It's not Nike. When you're a Derek Carr, it's like a PSA about taking advantage of paternity leave.
That's really funny. JJ McCarthy would be, that would be fun for the Saints.
Yeah, I can't find it. But it's been coming up in like the news things, like, oh, we traded for JJ McCarthy.
Yeah.
It's been coming up in the rumors.
Him and Olave would be good together.
Since we just gave Derek Carr all that money, we need to sign a quarterback so we can dump that salary.
Yeah, you gotta get rid of him.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. I mean, you guys, it sounds like I've been watching JJ tape, but just watching the games, like, he's not a big deep ball guy. I don't know if him and like Rashid Shaheed would work well, but.
Well, that's why we got Nathan Peterman.
Oh, yeah. The strong arm, Nathan Peterman.
Bring in the hose.
Come in on third downs. We're going to push Taysom Hill to the back for Nathan Peterman to come in. We don't know what is he going to do?
We got four different guys that are come in here and play quarterback at any given second.
We got a one down quarterback for every down.
I saw a kid do a backflip at the Y and I signed him on the spot. Look at this kid.
It'd be so funny, like between every down, you've just got four guys and they're trying to fake out the other team, making them think they're about to run out onto the field to play quarterback. Like, oh.
I feel like this would be a really good idea.
It's the future of the game right now.
And there's no rules against it.
Yeah. There ain't no rules to say the dog can't play.
Yeah. One of them's a golden retriever.
Yeah. Air Bud.
Agility through the roof.
Air Bud Shahud.
He scored so high on the chew test.
Yeah.
They tested his bite strength, and other than Richie Incognito, he was the highest. Yes, I got a Richie Incognito dig in at the fucking buzzer.
James. One of my favorite Italians.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect.
James, what do you want to promote?
Check out the Shared Experience Studio. It's my comedy studio here in LA. We're producing a bunch of different shows and check it out. The website, the Instagram.
We got a show this Thursday, the 25th.
Yeah, we got this show. Yeah, Carl's doing this show.
Is it still the Lyric?
It's not. No, we do a weekly show at the Yards. We're doing a monthly outdoor show at this outdoor venue starting on Thursday.
Now the Yard that's on Melrose, right? That's
that is
in Hollywood.
Melrose,
yeah, it's really nice.
Great venue, fun show.
Fun show, great venue. Ryan does it every week. Carl does it all the time. Greg's not allowed to do anything.
It was too close to a middle school.
Yeah.
anywhere. I can't go.
High schools and elementary schools are okay. Weirdly enough,
it's only middle schools. It's the only thing I have a problem
with. It's a specific age.
Yeah.
But check that out.
Really, that judge was playing with fire.
I'm going to call
you can go to other types of schools.
Yeah.
That judge. Such an asshole. I'm going to call Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson's dad. There we go.
Get that judge up out of here.
The Texas judge. He's a Texas judge in Hollywood in 2024.
Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week after the draft.
Sick. Foosball.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.